I didn't do it this time, so no one can be mad at me. Anyways,
well, that threw you off, didn't it?
It did, but I'm also thrown off already because of Game of Thrones. But who can blame me? It's been a crazy night for that show. Wowie. Anyways, it's 11:03 tonight. This is WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope you are enjoying it. This is Spanky Delight and the Funkistador. I'm the Funkistador.
I'm Spanky Delight.
And we're gonna play some groovy tunes for a groovy night, because it's groovy.
I'm all about it.
I feel like groovy's an underused word.
Yeah, I want to bring it back. That and tubular.
Tubular I'm a big fan of.
Tubular is a huge one, especially this spring fling.
Yeah.
I felt very tubular.
Did you feel tubular?
I felt so
groovy.
Tubular. Ooh.
I was having a groovy friend.
That's all right. We got a good balance here.
Exactly. You can't have tubular without groovy. They need to live together. It's you know.
So you get into a yang?
The whole exactly. Thing. Like, I feel like tubular is a little more laid back than groovy.
Yeah.
Like an analysis of tubular and groovy.
Yeah, I would put it at groovy is a nice mellow tone, but tubular exactly. I feel is a little more.
Exactly.
A little tube-tastic.
All right, so anyways, that song that we just played was Fashion by The Royal Concept. It was groovy.
It was pretty groovy.
A little tubular, too.
Just a little bit, just enough.
This next song that we're going to play is Spirits by The Strumbellas. A classic throwback to the good old days. So anyways, without further ado, Spirits by the Strumbellas.
In my head and they won't go. bullets in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
So that was Spirits by the Strumbellas, one of my personal favorites. Great driving song.
Excellent driving song.
Definitely top down, ripping down the highway.
Ooh.
It makes you feel alive, that song. It's got a great message, too.
So you know what really got me was when I'm doing my road trip a couple years back,
yep.
going through like...
Where did you road trip?
We road tripped Boston to San Francisco and back.
Holy sh...
Yeah, and we camped out in all the national parks. We did the whole thing.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it took a month. As you're going out towards those national parks out in the desert, out mm-hmm. like Nevada and stuff, you start playing Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin. That takes you to a place. That takes you to a whole nother world.
Yeah.
That was an intense moment.
Prime, yeah.
That was prime real estate for driving.
That sounds like a fun... Who did you do it with? Is your family?
It was two of my high school buddies.
Was this?
It was right after graduation.
Okay, going into college. So, like, the summer. It just took the summer.
Yeah, we just took the summer, and we just said, this is our victory lap.
What, did it take, like, 6 weeks?
Yeah, we took a month, so 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
It still felt a little rushed, so we're going to try again, but...
Okay. After this grad... After graduation.
Yeah, exactly.
2 years, yeah.
Yeah. So many road trips planned. This is good to go.
Road trips are great.
So great.
Nothing more American than a road trip. Anyways... This next song is I Know You by Craig David and Bastille. It's new this year, so it's one of the few songs of 2019, right? It's 2019.
All year.
It's one of the few songs of 2019 I've found so far. So anyways, this is I Know You by Craig David and Bastille.
Beautiful.
I know you. be a heavy night. Way too many drinks, ain't even started. Never need to apologize. We already know we're far from perfect. I fall to the curb. You laugh till it hurts. Who cares? We've been here so many times. We're all stumbling through the night. It doesn't matter. We're all together. And it's paradise in our minds. Falling together, arms around each other. I know you. Start to look like friendly faces. I'm a little unsteady on my feet, and carrying the world is overrated. I fall to the cup. You laugh till it hurts. Who cares? We've been here so many times. We're all stumbling through the night. It doesn't matter. We're all together. And it's paradise in our minds. Falling together, arms around each other. I know you.
So that was I Know You, Craig David and Bastille. It's a jam boogie woogie.
Yeah, that was nice.
It's got a nice vibe. Yeah. I like what electric music's doing nowadays. They realize they can still do the EDM like party scene, but they also they've started throwing in some chill music. Like, yeah, I think EDM,
chill beats,
like what I find interesting, I don't know if I really see EDM almost as its own thing anymore. I feel like EDM can be pop or rock or like even like I feel like it's like electric aspects are just being brought into other types of music.
Yeah. Well, I think like EDM is dance music.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
like,
sure.
Its own, but like electro.
Electric
anything.
Music, I don't think is like its own genre anymore. I feel like it's just permeated, like electric aspects have permeated into other things. Like rappers rap over electric sound beats all the time.
Yeah. If I may, I have a pretty interesting electro song here.
Right.
Just while we're on the binge here.
Since we're on the, yeah. All right.
So these guys are. This is a band from France, actually.
Oh, wild.
Kind of interesting. And their whole shtick is they took 1920s swing and added synths.
Interesting shtick.
Here,
so is this what we're playing?
Let's check it out. It's pretty, I think it's pretty neat. This is Dramaphone by Caravan Palace.
All right, let's play it. Thank you.
out while the boys are gonna tell you what to do. Listen to
them.
Anyways, that was Dramaphone by Caravan Palace. Their cover, it's as cool as, and strange as their music. It's in a style called, we looked it up, called retrofuturism. And it's essentially just like how the past envisioned what now would have been, their future or our present would have been. Like, you know, like the best way to look at it is like Back to the Future Part 2. Like, they see the future, like... They came, what year did they go to? 2017?
2018, I think.
2018, right? And they have like the hoverboards, yeah, and the like self-lacing sneakers, and which Nike did release.
Yeah, they tried for it.
Nike went for
it.
It
was a bit of a reach, but they went for it.
It's like, but it was fun. It was in good humor. But yeah, so it was in retrofuturism. It's very cool. It's a very interesting style too, with like the robots and the...
Yeah.
It's actually another cover art like that is actually Metropolis by... News of the World, sorry, by by Queen.
Yeah.
Has like the giant robot guy.
Yeah. Big fan.
Anyways, this next song is by Vampire Weekend. You probably know them from the song A-Punk, but this is Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, which Kwasa Kwasa is a dance that came out of like some random country in Africa. I don't remember what one. I don't want to guess.
I guess we'll have to look into that.
But there was like a city and it came out of like nowhere, and then it just became big in that country, and then somehow these guys co-opted it for their song, and they do the dance in the song.
Oh.
But it was like the first dance move, like where, like, right when you think of like a swing band in the 20s or the 30s, like you think of them all just standing behind the lead man doing the same little snap and music, and this was like the first dance for this country where everybody was doing the same dance. It's pretty cool. Anyways, this is Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa by Vampire Weekend.
Mother.
So that was Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa. And I found it. The Kwasa Kwasa comes from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I was going to guess the Congo, but it's better to fact check before you just jump right into it, I feel like.
Definitely the right call.
Anyways, it's a great song. And this next song is Cecilia and the Satellite by Andrew McMahon. I'm not sure you're right on that one, but okay.
Yeah, you give it a shot, see what happens.
Andrew McMahon, whatever. In the Wilderness. It's actually interesting because it's written to his daughter.
Oh, really?
Yes. He had a kid, and he was like, I should give them something. Right?
Yeah.
But I think that's awesome. That was the thing. So anyways, this is Cecilia and the Satellite.
I locked myself in a hotel room, then waited all night for the walls to move. I loved some girls that I barely knew. I made some friends and I lost some too. Crashed my car, I was 17. The things I've learned from a broken mirror. How a face can change when a heart knows fear. For all the things my eyes have seen, the best by far is you. If I could fly, then I would know what life looks like from up above and down below.
Okay, so if you've ever listened to WMFO, you know how this goes. We keep the public safe and informed because we care. So, would we like to summon our old-time radio announcer?
I think he's on his way. Here he comes. Hello, everybody. Today, we have to talk about our numbers of world wealth distribution. Did you know that the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined?
According to an Oxfam international report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these eight men own the same as 3.6 billion people, who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. In 2009, the wealth of the super rich had increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. This has been Numbers to Think About from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I feel like they wanted us to be concerned about those numbers, but they didn't explicitly say it, so...
Yeah, I definitely want to second that. This isn't great. Not an ideal scenario we're living in.
Maybe it is ideal. Pum, 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 pum.
Well, clearly my co-host and I disagree on a few fundamental distribution.
Anyways.
But that is fortunately not the only announcement that needs to be made. This one might be far more important. Take it away, Winston.
All right. Here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is a 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day.
Yeah. Oh, also, we forgot to tell you, he finally gave us his name. His name is Winston.
Yeah, he's a little bit shy about it, but...
He told us he didn't really love his name for some reason.
I don't know. Names have power, and he'll work up to it.
I think it's because he was named after his grandpa, he said.
Oh,
like, yeah. I mean, he's already from 1920. Like, that's an old name.
Yeah, it's an old, old name, and just gets older.
Exactly. It's tough. Tough times being a ghost. Anyways, back to the music. This next song is All We Ever Knew by The Head and the Heart.
When I wake up in the morning, I see nothing for miles and miles and miles. When I sleep in the evening, oh Lord, there she comes, only in dreams, she's only in dreams.
Trying to wake up from this, I'm trying to make up for it. All we
So that was All We Ever Knew by The Head and the Heart.
Beautiful, beautiful.
The Heart and the Head.
Absolute classic.
Hearts, heads, everything. Anyways, we're about to make this night wonderful.
Oh.
And you'll know why in a minute. I don't even think I'm going to properly... I'll back introduce this song, and I'll tell you what it was after it's played, because... Yeah. Well, it's so wonderful.
Well, but I don't know how much introduction it even needs.
That, and I feel like I would just ruin it with an introduction. I think it introduces itself.
Yeah.
Because it's so wonderful.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
So that was What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. I feel like that's an obviously type statement.
Yeah, that's absolutely iconic.
That's like, obviously, it's Buzz and Woody frolicking through the meadows. Happiness, you know? With Andy, of course.
Pure joy.
Happiness right there.
I got nothing to say. I'm actually still a little still blown away. It just takes me to a nice place.
It does. It really is one of those few songs that really transports you.
Yeah.
Like, some songs, like, keep you in the moment, but that one just brings you somewhere nice.
Yeah.
I feel like people need to be happier more.
Yeah, especially with finals coming along, you got to make sure you step back, reevaluate, get some good perspective.
And chill out.
And just chill out.
And, you know, realize that it is a wonderful world.
Yeah.
I feel like people miss that. So anyways, we need to keep this moving, though. We need to keep rolling along. Yeah. Chugga chugga choo choo. So this song is Talk by, this next song is Talk by Two Door Cinema Club. I feel like it's not good. I feel like nothing can follow that last song, though.
It's a shame we have to follow with this, but still, it's a recent release. Came out as just a new single.
This year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very recently. It's a really cool song.
All right.
Just heard it tonight, actually.
So this is Two Door Cinema Club, Talk, blah, 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 blah.
Pull that pride, push, don't make it right. Lost so easily. Tell me what you think.
So that was Talk, which I would say fits groovy and tubular.
Quite tubular, quite groovy.
Groovular.
Oh. Oh.
I feel like that's the natural
match. That was just
match.
What I needed to hear.
Yeah.
That took me to a new place.
We got a new word.
That's totally groovular.
Take that, other radio people. Ooh. They aren't inventing words. We're inventing words. It's like Shakespeare out here.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was a new song, which is interesting because it felt very old.
Yeah, it definitely like was drawn deep from something new.
Something old.
So I was told I could pick any song I like, and I started going through and I was thinking, I just heard What a Wonderful World, and it just kind of kept with me, and I said, wait, I know another song called Wonderful World, and this one is, I think, it's a short one, but I think it's adorable. I think it's really nice.
Is it about the world being wonderful?
No, it's a lot more personal, but I think it's really sweet. Just we'll give it a listen, see what you guys think.
Okay, and it's by Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke, one of the inventors of soul.
All right, so this is Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Okay, so that was Wonderful World by Sam Cooke, which is a song that you definitely always know and never actually knew what it was. Like, you know the hook, obviously.
Never knew you never knew. Or you never knew that you did knew.
Or you did know, but you never knew that you knew.
Damn.
Inception.
We're getting there. We're anyways, getting there.
Anyways, it's a classic. It's an Animal House.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, when he's stealing all the food and then he's like, what am I? That's it. Great movie. Ugh.
Absolutely vile.
It's so funny, though. It's so funny. Anyways, from a classic to a new wave.
Yeah, we're bouncing around quite a bit tonight.
Strange night.
Not much of a theme, just what we're feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like we need to bounce around a little.
You're feeling sunshy?
I'm feeling a little bit sunshy.
Well, it is nighttime, so we can hide plenty.
Yeah.
This is Sunshy by Dresses. Their album cover is insane. Okay, anyways, Sunshy by Dresses.
Wrong day and I believe my bed is a constant bearer of these sunshades, cause I'm a little sunshy when the sunlight beckons. I wake up, oh, I won't wake up.
much when we're sleeping. I'll wake you up and show the night is where my heart is. We won't need daylight to feel like I'm close to me.
So that right there was Sunshine, which makes me wonder, are they shy of the, do they not want to talk with the sun? Or are they afraid of a sunburn?
Ooh, probably both.
Yes, sunburns are scary.
I'm pretty scared of a sunburn.
Sunburns are scary.
Scary.
Yeah, you gotta deal with it and your skin gets all peely and nasty.
Actually, I haven't gotten a sunburn in years.
Well, it's funny because Dalton visited me this summer. He's like, I never get sunburned. I've never been sunburned in my life. And then his entire shoulder is peeling by the time we're like, yeah, sure, Dalton.
And he says the same thing about getting sick. You know, he's like, I've never gotten sick in my life. I was his roommate. Dude's hacking up a lung. Like,
dude gets sick all the time.
Yeah. Sorry, Dalton. I just had to give it to you.
It reminds me of my grandpa. My mom's like, Jim, you take whatever. It's like pills for your high cholesterol. He's like, I don't have high cholesterol. I take a pill for it. It's like, all right.
Now I don't have it.
Anyways, this next song is Hello Honey by Ivory Hours. So, hello, honey.
Hello, honey.
Hello. It feels very old-fashioned.
It does. I can get behind it.
I feel like I'm stepping back to the 50s.
Yeah, I think that's how you should greet people.
Hello, honey,
at
I'm home.
That's how you greet people at parties.
Yeah.
If you're trying to meet someone, you go, hello there, honey. What can I do for you?
See how that goes.
Yeah, that definitely wouldn't work.
Anyways,
out.
This is
Don't
Hello,
do that,
honey,
guys.
By Ivory Hours.
Still the same as I left you, my
Yep. Anyways, I don't know where to go now because our conversation during the song, we were talking about underground music because we're having local musicians play and they might or might not be on Spotify. We aren't sure yet. We're going to look into that.
Yeah.
And you know, I was talking about how there's some underground culture with hobos,
train hopping
hobos. Yeah. And they're called hobos because, when in like the 20s, when they asked people where they're from, they always seem to say Hoboken.
I can see why they left.
Yeah. Anyways, they have like this handbook that only like experienced hobos have. Apparently, I was reading about it, and it's like this legend that circulates.
A mythic text.
Exactly. And it's like if they want to get rid of it, they can't just hand it off to someone. They have to burn it to make sure no one ever gets it, and it's crazy. And it's like someone tried to publish it, but they shamed him into taking it offline. They're like, you're not going to profit off our culture. And they were like, I mean, it's crazy. There's like a national gathering of hobos in like, I don't even remember where. Somewhere weird.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, it was not Hoboken.
No, it's not Hoboken.
That was my first guess.
But they crown a king and queen of the hobos every year. And it's happened every year since 1920.
Wow.
Continuously, without fail. It's like the... Like, yeah, hobo convention of America or something like that.
Huh.
It's like it's weird, but it's a real thing. It doesn't make sense. I don't know where they get the funding.
No, I think it's all self. They're all a bunch of self starters, you know.
Yeah.
I see no reason they can't just pitch tent, you know.
Yeah. Or do they have to? Are they official card carrying hobos of America?
Oh, are you allowed to be a card carrier?
Good question. Well, see, hobos. There's also a difference between a hobo and a bum and a drifter and whatnot, because hobos travel and work.
Yeah.
And that's like a thing. A tramp just travels but doesn't work, and then essentially a bum just doesn't do either of them.
I see. So there's a rich etymology to it.
There is. They also have like they had secret codes apparently in the past where like they'd mark things and be like, oh, this is a good begging spot, or oh, police are near here, or like, oh, this is a neighborhood where they will kick you out, or oh, this is a nice lady, or oh, tell, like, they'll mark someone in front of their house, like a little symbol, and they'll be like, this person's religious, talk about religion with them, and they'll give you food, and
sure.
It's like stuff like that, or a nice person lives here, or like violent dogs, and it's like they had a whole code.
Yeah, and I think it's actually, it's called a cant, C-A-N-T, sort of that like code, like code passing.
Yeah, and it's like, it was a big thing, but it's kind of dwindled because now most homeless people somehow get iPhones and then you just use Wi-Fi. Like, they don't have a carrier, they just have an iPhone and they'll just go to like where they can get free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it's a pretty, it's actually kind of a bummer.
It's a modern
erasure of a pretty rich culture.
Well, I mean, they still have like their own culture within the Wi-Fi world.
Yeah, it's just evolved.
It's an evolved culture, exactly.
That's really incredible.
Yeah. They ride the rails. Anyways, so if there's any hobos out there listening to me, what's up?
Yeah.
You guys are cool.
So much respect.
Okay, so anyways, on to the music. This is Don't Take the Money by Bleachers, whose lead singer was in Fun.
Ooh, all right. I do like Fun.
Which, interestingly enough, that band isn't broken up or dissolved. They're just on hiatus because they decided to. Because the point of Fun is to make fun music, so they only make fun music when they feel like it, because you can only have fun when you really, really want to do fun and nothing else. So it's kind of like a side project for all of them anyways.
Mood's got a strike.
Exactly. Like, all of a sudden they get fire and they're going to release songs again and they're going to be huge.
Yeah.
Because, like, they released 2 albums, won like 4 Grammys, and then just disappeared.
Yeah.
Which, like, honestly, I'm kind of there for it. Things run their course, right?
Just in there.
Go out on top.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is Don't Take the Money by Bleachers.
That I laughed at that, and I saw your face and hands covered in sun, and then I think I understand. Well, I understand. But we fight, stay up late in my dreams on the blade, different sides of the bed. Roll your eyes, shave my head. Now we're stuck in the storm we were born to ignore, and all I got is a chance to just sit. Cut off my t-shirt sleeve.
till I saw your face in heaven.